Can you briefly describe the Generation Startup? What is the film about?
Right. So I'm a producer and co-director of Generation Startup, and that's a film that follows six recent college graduates for a year and a half who are launching or joining startups in Detroit, which is an economically depressed city in the United States. So we filmed with them for a long time, and it's really their emotional journey. As they start out, they move very far outside their comfort zone. They really have no clue what they're doing. They flounder, they fail, and they figure it out by doing. And so for me, the real message of the movie is that we learn by trying things, and that it's only by moving outside our comfort zone that we really grow as people.
Why did you pick Generation Startup to screen in the movie?
I was lucky enough that the U.S. Embassy in Cambodia picked Generation Startup. They invited me to come, and I said, yes, I have never been to Cambodia, and I would love to come. And they picked the film to bring here because they have a very deep commitment to helping entrepreneurs and filmmakers here in Cambodia. So it was a film that's about to inspire entrepreneurs. And being a filmmaker and being an entrepreneur, it's the same thing, actually. Every filmmaker is an entrepreneur, has to be an entrepreneur. You have to come up with your product. You have to figure out how to raise funding. You have to figure out how to find your audience, distribution. And every entrepreneur must be a storyteller, because that's all part of your marketing and branding and finding your audience, finding your customer. As an entrepreneur, you also have to be a storyteller. So they're really one and the same. It's all always about selling and storytelling.
Okay, so what is your expectation after screening this movie to Cambodian youth and young entrepreneurs?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I have screened this movie now all over the world. The little bit I've heard about what's going on in Cambodia, it's incredibly exciting. There's the beginnings of a entrepreneurial and startup culture here. What I've also heard is that people don't have a realistic view of how hard it is. And that's true in the United States also. When you hear about startups, you usually hear about them once they are successful. You don't hear about them as they start and they struggle and they have those mini failures along the way. So I think this is a very honest movie because we filmed for a year and a half. The audience goes on a very intense emotional journey. By the end of the film, you feel like you have really lived with these people as they struggled. And you've seen them change a lot in that time. I've seen people, all different nationalities, ages, boys, girls, men, women, older people, take away the same thing, which is, I need to move outside my comfort zone in order to challenge myself and develop as a person. And also, I need to do things and find meaning in my life.
So how telling and sharing story and experiences through documentaries like the Generation Startup help the society to understand the issue better?
Yeah, so another great question. Documentaries, when done well, I think is the most powerful way to change hearts, change minds, inspire people, because it's visual, music. I mean, it's a very visceral experience. And if you find characters who let you in emotionally, it's all about empathy. It's about going on an emotional journey with someone else, and almost to the point where you feel like you have been on that journey. So it's important to me to make films that are inspirational. I want to make films where, at the end, an audience member feels moved to take action, whether that's to help other people or to change some things in their lives. So there isn't enough diversity in the startup world. I think it's also really important to have role models, to see how hard it is, but also to see, wow, they did it, I can do it too. But also to show the reality of how hard it is. One of the characters says, it's not fun. You don't do it because it's fun. He talks about he He never goes out. He hasn't seen his friends in months. I mean, these kids, they work around the clock. There's a lot of sacrifice that goes into starting a company. There's a lot of sacrifice that goes into doing anything that is hard because you have to work really hard at it and because you don't know if it's going to work out and because a lot of people around you are going to tell you you're crazy and why are you doing that? So you have to find it within yourself.
Knowing how hard it is, how does it motivate us to start up a company?
For those who want to work that hard and take a risk, it is incredibly rewarding. It's incredibly fulfilling. So I'm not saying that it's for everyone. I'm a business owner. I work around the clock. I love what I do. I worry, how am I going to pay my employees and pay the rent sometimes? I worry about, you know, keeping my business alive. But I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. I love what I'm doing. I love being able to tell stories, and I love being able to decide what stories I'm going to tell.
So since you are an experienced filmmaker and you also start your own filming company, what advice do you have for any young aspiring director or entrepreneur who want to get started?
My advice for filmmakers and entrepreneurs is the same, which is get experience working with people who are super smart and super talented. Do whatever you need to do. If they want you to go get coffee, go get coffee. Whatever you need to do to be working alongside and learning from people who are really talented and smart, do it, because that's how you learn. That's also how you build your network, and that's how you find mentors. And it's super, super important to have mentors because they guide you, they help you, they open doors for you, they give you credibility. If you work for somebody and they mentor you and you want to go out and raise money, that person either can be on your board or be your producer or tell other people, this person is reliable and capable and you should put money into that person. So I think that I think it's really important to get some experience. I think that you can do amazing things at a very young age. So I'm not saying that you have to work for somebody for 20 years, but I think that getting as much experience as you can, that's how you learn, and that's also how you build confidence. The more you are pushed outside your own comfort zone and realize what you're capable of, and you realize what your strengths are, because we all have strengths, we all have weaknesses. And I think it's really important to learn by doing things what your strengths are, and then to know that and to surround yourself with people who their strengths are your weaknesses.